Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Digging into all kinds of stories today, especially when we talk about the Guardians and what a great win that was and their race to see if they can win the AL Central. I can't believe those words are even coming out of my mouth, but their chase to win the AL Central. And it's just been a great story. It's been fun. We had Chris Rose on to talk about that just now. If you missed any of that, go to the Odyssey app, hit the radio rewind, or of course you can listen to it on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. Daryl Ryder is going to join us in the next hour, and we are standing by right now waiting for Joe Flacco to speak. Joe is scheduled to step up to the podium, and he'll talk about this week against the Lions. I'm sure he'll look back against last week, and I'm sure he's going to get some questions about open receivers and being a better quarterback and trying to do things to help this offense get moving a little bit more than it's been so far.
Joe, yeah? How can you be a better quarterback?
You are weird sometimes, man. I'm going to be straight honest with you.
He just said he's going to get questions about how to be a better quarterback.
He is.
He's 40.
Yes.
How can I be better? I can stand on my feet, not fall over.
I think it's interesting when people start questioning his mobility. Did anyone think that he was going to be the most mobile quarterback in the NFL? And when people rip him, man, they'd love to go right for that. That's their first thing. They're like, he's not a mobile quarterback. I don't even know. We've got two mobile quarterbacks sitting on the bench. I know we'd be winning better. Our offense would be. The bottom line is they've got to figure out a way to start scoring more points.
Thank you, Andy.
As one of the worst teams in the NFL, two seasons going now on how futile the offense is. They just can't. Man, if they can find the end zone three times in one game with this defense, they could beat any team in the NFL.
Doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter? If he's mobile or not?
Just wait till December. They're gonna copy the Guardians, and they're going to just come on strong, and they're going to get into the playoffs. It's going to be great.
The greatest comeback in NFL history?
Neither team has an offense. What difference does it make? You got starting pitching and defense. Let's go.
What was the Untouchables? It was the Chicago way? Is that what it was? Is this the Cleveland way? The Cleveland way.
We don't need to score.
We don't need those stinking runs.
Points? No.
Who needs those?
Overrated.
Do you have any ideas on how this offense can get better?
Yeah, they could draft some wide receivers.
Okay, well, that's not happening until next year.
No, that's not in.
No. How about some instant? Can you give me some instant pudding here?
From what they have here? Now, yeah, I'll give you some.
Okay, I'm all ears. And especially with an offensive line that's probably looking at, again, if Jack Conklin can't play, you're looking at three-fifths of the offensive line being able to play that has any kind of experience.
Every offensive lineman I've ever talked to in my life says they like to run block more than pass block. Your offensive line is beat up. It's going through some transitions because DeWand is now out. Who knows about Jack Conklin? Hopefully we can get him back. Hopefully that would be great. Your running game is terrible. Right? You're just not getting it
done. I don't know. I think the running game's emerging now that Quinshon's back. I wouldn't say it's terrible.
Emerging. That's a nice way of putting you haven't done it very well so far. But you're right. I think with Quinshon here, it could get better, which is why I say this. Run the football. Run the football. And when it doesn't work, run it some more. And just wear them down. Let's go. You have three running backs who I don't mind getting the football. Quinshon, Dylan Sampson, Jerome Ford. Run. Right now, the Browns are 29th in the NFL at 86.7 yards per game. Rushing. Run the football. The last two games with Quinshon here have been better. So run the ball. And that would allow Joe Flacco a little bit more help. Play action is a good thing for Joe Flacco.
True.
Run the ball. You know, perfect example. Look at Detroit. Detroit has terrific wide receivers. They have a terrific quarterback. They don't have to throw the ball to succeed. What does Detroit do? Here's Jahmyr Gibbs. Wow, here he is again. Wow, here he is one more time. Boy, he's tired. Here's David Montgomery. Boom, 72 yards up the middle. Each one of their running backs scored two touchdowns against Baltimore. Run the ball. Because, Andy, this team is not going to beat you by passing the football. The Browns. The Browns will not win games by passing the ball. If they want to continue...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Continue to have Joe Flacco lead the league in pass attempts. You're going to have a long, ugly season. I mean, that's just not good for this team. Your wide receivers have not shown that they're able to make good plays on a regular basis. Your quarterback has not shown that he's able to make good plays on a regular basis. So run the ball, take a little heat off of them, and give them a chance with play action, and maybe it pops a little bit. But if Joe Flacco continues to lead the league in pass attempts, this is going to be a long, ugly season.
But here's the problem with the pass attempts that's bothering me is, okay, so you when you start Joe Flacco, you know that he's going to be limited in his running ability, right? We've all talked about that. We all get that. We all understand that. One of the reasons you want Joe Flacco to be your quarterback is his ability to use his strong arm. I mean, every time you hear Joe, even at 40, strong arm.
Joe can still sling it.
Yeah, he can still sling it. Go back and look at last week's game. You know, he from 10 to 19 yards, he was 11 of 19. Okay, pretty modest, right? Pretty not a bad, not horrible.
From 10 to 19 yards?
From 10 to 19 yards, he completed.
You mean the passes you're supposed to complete at about a 75 to 80% clip?
Well, again, you guys got to catch the ball, okay? But here's my bigger point. Like, he only had one deep pass for 20 yards or more. Well, why? Again, it goes back to ask yourself the question. Why can't they throw the ball downfield? What's going on? Is it the offensive line? Is it the wide receivers? Is it Joe? Why are they having so much difficulty doing? Or is it? I mean, I'll be fair. I mean, is it two good defenses that we've seen back? Two defenses that aren't going to give you the home run ball. Is that maybe what it was? Back to back weeks. Because I'm not going to tell you Cincinnati's defense is anywhere near the last two defenses.
I know you're throwing that out as a thought and not a belief.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I think he can. Yeah.
I think anybody who thinks that is looking for an excuse.
Or is it play calling?
That's an excuse.
What do you want?
The fact is the wide receivers haven't played very well yet, and neither has the quarterback.
Or the beaten up offensive line.
Well, that's part of it. Just, you can't have Joe Flacco throw the most passes in the NFL. I mean, come on, that's just silly. So run the ball. Quinshon ran it 18 times last game.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Sampson had one. That's 19 carries, and Joe, I think, threw it, I think it was 36 times. Run the ball. If you go three and out, good. Wear them down, man. You hired Quinshon Judkins to come in and be a hammer. So let him get his 22 carries a game. Go ahead. And then give it to Sampson, another 10. Give it to Jerome Ford, 8. I mean, run the ball.
All right, we're standing by for Joe Flacco's press conference. If he starts talking, we're going to cut you off. BP's in Pepper Pike. Hey, BP.
BP, how you doing?
Hey,
BP.
Guys, how you both doing?
Good, good.
Good, good. Great job, as always, covering the Browns. And, you know, you touched on it. My biggest thought about the offense, we're scoring 15, 16 points a game. And this isn't just this year. It goes back to last year.
Yep. Correct.
My biggest aging offensive line, even going into the season when they were healthy. Now they're missing 40% of their starters. They're going to have to address that in the offseason, either with a big free agent signing or a big draft pick, high draft pick. But the line is, you can see Flacco's just not confident. He doesn't have enough time. That's my biggest problem. I don't think Flacco's been horrible, and of course the receivers have had a lot of drops. I mean, Jerry Jeudy leads the league in drops every year. That's a problem. But I think, you know, having Quinshon Judkins now will help alleviate the problem. But I still think the line is the biggest problem right now. I think if they, you know, maybe if they had brought in a free agent before the season, you know, you just can't count on Jack Conklin anymore. You just can't. And, of course, you can't count on DeJuan Jones going forward. That's my opinion. But, and unfortunately, look at the Lions. Who built the Lions? John Dorsey, our ex-general manager. He has helped a big hand. And look at all that talent. It's kind of reminiscent of the talent he was putting together here with Cleveland. So, no one's really mentioned John Dorsey, but he's had a good hand in help building up the Lions. I think the Browns are going to lose pretty easily this weekend to Detroit. Thanks for the time, guys.
Thank you. Lose handily. I don't know. Does that mean that you're looking
handily
at another Ravens game? Is that what it feels like? Again, we're waiting for Joe Flacco to hit the podium.
It kind of does, Andy. You know, if they go out and they beat the Detroit Lions, different thought about the entire season. Back-to-back wins against Green Bay and Detroit? Think about that.
I don't know why. I'm going to, that Monday night factor has something to do. I don't know why it gives me a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.